Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Tobojo got a question in today. Lindsay Perry with us. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, Tobojo's question reads as follows. Says, I'm training for Comrades and Two Oceans, and I'm following your program for a bronze medal and have run five of each. Tobojo said, I've already qualified sub 420 in your March program. There's hill training, and I live in a hilly suburb. What route should I choose during training to as far as hills, or do I still need to find or do a hill set on the training program as hill repeat? So basically, I mean, if somebody lives in a hilly suburb, do they still need to do the hill training?
Hi, Tobojo. No, it's not really necessary. So look, if you are training for a really quick time, you know, something perhaps like a silver or quicker, then I would probably still keep some formal hill sessions in, because it is a fairly safe way, or it is a safer way of doing speed work than actually getting out on the track. But you know, at a 420 qualifier, which means you're looking at a reasonably comfortable sub 11 hour, if you've got enough hills in your locally, and when you do your long runs, you can also get in a couple of longer climbs, then it's not really necessary to, well, it's definitely not necessary to do hill training. What you want to do, though, is at least once or twice a week, you need to try and find routes that don't have too many hills. Because if you just consistently run hills every single day, you do expose yourself to Achilles, calf, and potential glute issues, especially with the camber on our road. So try and find an easier option, or perhaps twice a week run on a treadmill, or at least once a week, you know, just to try and give that your body that rest from the constant climbing every day.
Awesome, Tobojo. Thanks for being in touch. Don't forget, if you'd like to be in touch as well, you can. All you have to do is head over to the website. It is askcoachperry.com. Until tomorrow, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.